Snap, crackle, pop. Snap, crackle, pop. Hello, hello. Hi. I know my title of this quick live stream is going to be a quick one, because I'm having a fire with my boy in a little bit. It's called Evolution is True. And I know that probably sounds like clickbait, but it's not. I came up with something that's pretty interesting listening to the new Crow 777 episode about claiming your birthright, which is when you're conceived versus when you're born, and the placenta and all this stuff and sovereign citizen stuff. Just real quick disclaimer, I highly recommend you don't go down the sovereign citizen road. If people are going to do it, I'm not here to discourage them. That they do what they do. But, like, I know we're not dealing with a fair system. Pay Caesar Caesars. But it is fascinating stuff. And there's been something I've been pondering a lot lately that the guest on Crow was talking about. And that's that a lot of these, like, seemingly nefarious characters like NASA and the Pope and stuff, they do say true things just through the lens of inversion. So good to see the home fire. Oh, yeah. What episode talks about the moon in depth and Dino? I don't know. Just figure it out. It's not that hard. Anyway, am I being detained? It sounds like a ton of traps. It's like, I know people that have been right and they're now in jail. So my recommendation as your friendly neighborhood bear, pay your taxes, bloom where you're planted, and be above it. But know it. Like, know that your life started at conception, not at birth. Birth is a legal entity, and it exists, and pay your taxes. And you can call me a cuck all you want. I'm not going to visit you in jail. And if you give up your freedom to prove a point and you can't raise your kid, that's on you. I would never make that decision ever. I think it's oddly cowardly to not face the realities of the system. I don't know. Anyway, there's some gravy here, though, that I want to talk about. It's called Evolution is True. The entire story of evolution is true. You know, like the lies we were taught in high school and college and stuff, where it's like primordial soup struck by lightning, and then one cell organisms became multi-celled organisms, and then they became fish, and then they crawled out of the sea, and then became apes, and then became us, right? That's obviously insane when you're dealing with our species, but every single one of us, that's the story of our life. The primordial soup, and then I'll open two packages and call it a night. See, this is what I've been thinking about lately with To Be the Goat and all this stuff, the synchronicities that have been happening in my life. There's layers upon layers of truth. There's the literal biblical reading. There's the metaphorical biblical reading. There's the legal. There's the personal. And it's all happening simultaneously. That's why I was listening to this. Jordan Maxwell is terrible, in my opinion. No offense, but I don't care if I offended him. He's like saying how Abraham and Jesus and Muhammad didn't exist and all this stuff, and how he's just like a cynical old bastard. But I think a lot of people don't understand that things can be true on many levels. Like that it's like for example, the 12 apostles are represented by the months in cathedrals and stuff and zodiacs, but the 12 apostles also existed. It's like many layers can exist simultaneously. So let's talk about evolution. This is about to blow your mind. God is good. Dude, that's the name of Tubi. All right. Yes, back out by the fire. Yeah, exactly. God is pretty amazing. Yes. Fractal truth and lies. Yes, exactly. Just check this out. Sorry about my smart boy comment. Well, that's good you caught it, West Side Bear. I didn't read it, but now I know you definitely did it. Literal, metaphorical, archetypal, etc. Yeah. And the Trinity and all this stuff, it's all applied to our conception and our birth and our 9 months within our mothers. So where does life start in our mothers? primordial soup, right? That's sperm and vaginal fluid. Not to freak out the virgins and the gammas, but that's reality. So sperm and vaginal fluid is primordial soup, right? Lightning, which is the divine spark. Then what happens? Single cell becomes multi-cell. And the whole time you're in the sea of the womb. You're in liquid. Then your fetus, the fetus literally looks like a fish. I don't know if you guys have known that. And then you, it starts resembling a monkey, and then you're born. It's like, and this is when things get almost comedic. What's the start of all of it? It's literally called the Big Bang. Like, you can't even, like, write this comedy. So the Big Bang is when mommy and daddy banged, and then there's primordial soup, which is vaginal fluid and sperm. Then gravy, right? This is mind-blowing. Why is the fire so relaxing? Because it's just great. Gravy, primordial soup, yeah. So then you have sperm and vaginal fluid, which is primordial soup, lightning strike of conception, single cell, multi-cell, fish in sea, chimp, birth. Oh my, right? It's all started at the Big Bang. And so it's the same with NASA. NASA's telling us truth all the time. It just isn't literal. And so when we deny evolution, it's kind of like, okay, the Holocaust. The 6 million is obviously insane, and a lot of the details added to it are insane, but the Jewish Holocaust did happen. That's why there are these like bizarre upside down legalistic reactions when you deny the Holocaust or deny evolution. Because the Jewish Holocaust did happen. It's just, I figured out what they believe they're legally allowed to lie about is numbers. So the numbers they feel, since they're a construct, like 4 billion years ago and 2 billion, and then 66 million years ago, 6 million Jews, you know, they don't feel that they have any reason to ever tell the truth about numbers, because numbers are already a human construct. Numbers don't exist in nature, right? So if you deny the Jewish Holocaust, you are lying. You are committing an act upon the Jewish population. Now, if you question the number, that's why I highly recommend that you give a lot of deep and sorrowful woe for the 9 homosexual rollerbladers that were hit by the Subaru. It's the same with evolution. If you deny evolution, you're denying your own existence. Evolution on the scale they present us, because this is all the inversion. It's the globe Earth versus the flat Earth, right? They believe, or they claim, that the ball is spinning and everything goes around the ball. It's actually the exact opposite, that the ball is there and this is flat versus the other way around, right? They are saying the solar system and the universe and the galaxies are all flat disc, but yet we are the ball. When in reality, it's the exact opposite, right? But it's still true. Wow, they're such gammas. Exactly, they're such gammas. And this is why they feel that they can have control over us legally. And again, I can't say this enough. I highly recommend you don't fight them at their own game. Like, don't be one of these sovereign citizen guys. If the people who want to do it, me saying this won't even stop them anyway, so who cares? If you want to figure yourself out, go ahead. But like, us claiming that our existence starts at birth and our abandonment of our own placenta cull, which is the sac, the embryonic sac, and baby, that's the trinity, 3 to 1, 3 become 1. There's 3 items. This is, dude, this is in like Black's legal book and stuff. This is not me just ranting. So there's 3 items born. And 3 become 1, like the Trinity. That's not denying the Trinity. This is when people get a little mixed up with this as well, is they're saying that that isn't God, the Son, the Holy Spirit. No, it's multiple levels of truth. Multiple simultaneously. So the 3 become 1 is what they're saying. This is, and their argument is, when you abandon your placenta and call, and when you don't claim your origin from God, this is why atheism is so destructive. When you say your origin is not God, they own you. And federal literally means connection, like that's what's acting as God, lowercase f. Lowercase g in Genesis is your beginning. Uppercase G in Genesis is the beginning in the Bible, but it's all the same. The Old Testament is the time within the womb, New Testament after life. And it's not a denial or a perversion of the Bible. In fact, the things that are true on macro, micro, metaphysical, physical, literal, verbal, spiritual. It's all true. We never went to the womb. I don't know. Oh, we never went to the womb. That's really funny. So I really wanted to just fire up the live stream and talk about this. And this is an intellectual and spiritual experience. It's not something you should fight legally because you're dealing with pirates. You know, they'll just overthrow you. I mean, a lot of these Aborigines and stuff were born naturally and didn't abandon their placenta and stuff, and they just get killed. So, again, you're not going to win. I mean, Vox's dad has been in jail for over a decade, and he was probably right with the tax stuff. Just pay the taxes. That's what an allegory is. Nice. Is Trinity climate warming? Is man bear pig? I don't know what you're talking about. Glad I caught this. Yeah, but the evolution thing blew my mind. So, primordial soup, sperm and vaginal fluid. Spark of divinity. Lightning strikes the primordial soup. Single cell, multi-cell, fish living in the sea. We all come from the sea. The sea, the fish emerges, primates, which is what you look like right before you're born, and then human. And then that's when you enter land from your birth. Like a ship has a birth, your birth canal, your ship, your citizenship, you know, the Holy See. And that's why who you call father is very important. That's why the Pope is called the Pope. It's all very, evolution is true, clickbait. Oh, you're laughing? I don't do that shit here. But the Big Bang was when your parents banged. BB, if evolution parallels birth, I wonder what space parallels we should sleuth at. I'm starting to dive into that completely. I think they're telling you what these, like the moon is the woman, the luna, right? 28-day cycle, like the menstrual system. And when did the tyrannical feminine start happening in the West? Around 1969? When did the masculine start being degraded and the feminine started becoming tyrannical? Landing on the moon was bringing out the tyrannical feminine. You have to just interchange the literal and the metaphorical back and forth because these people are all about tricking. Not taking your placenta home after birth is retarded. Like what they're saying, like no one knows this. Like this is, there's nobody has the ability of discerning this. My kids don't have a placenta, like, it's just retarded. But this is what they think. And so when you deny evolution, you're actually denying your own creation. Because it's upside down. And that's how the entire financial system works. It's that which is dead is alive. Corpus, the dead body. Right? We are the land of the dead. But we're not. Don't freak out. But the corpus, the corporation, is the dead body acting as the living. Like The walking dead is all metaphor for corporations. They don't have a soul. And so, guys, it gets even crazier. So do you know what someone is called who's born without their placenta and call, which is all of us who don't claim the first 9 months? If you claim just birthday and not the day you're conceived, you're giving up, you know, your autonomy. Do you know what they're called? A person of color. We are considered persons of color in the legal sense, and that's why they do such a tremendous job at confusing everybody with all this nonsense. So the entire Civil War was around this. And so right now we're all like half free, half slave situation. We're all under the province of God. If you give up your tie to God, if you don't say that God made me at the day of my conception with a divine spark, you are considered salvage. It's fascinating. BB, the doctors robbed us of the cord blood on four of my children. It doesn't matter. All that stuff is stupid. Don't even, it's all, this is an intellectual exercise because the people claiming all this are operating under gamma male tricky rules. And I have no business and no desire to fight them on these levels at all. And you can call me a cuck and all you want. I'm being the brave one. The people dedicating their lives to their sovereign citizen stuff and they spend their life in jail and not around their children. Ask Vox how that turned out. You know, ask Vox Day how much he would probably rather have had his dad in his life. You know, that even though he was accurate, it doesn't matter. Like, it just get your driver's license, pay your taxes. But to understand how this all works is really fascinating because when you swear on the Bible, you know, all of our laws are based on the Bible. And they do have to at least attempt to make it a metaphor or an allegory to the Bible on all levels, or it's considered illegal. Satan, inverted evolution, micro to macro. Right, but what's the best lie? The best lie is mostly true. This is how Satan operates. And I think I've really cracked one of his codes. And because I don't want to fight him on his turf or be him or have his material power, I'm not worried about spreading this truth. Is the divinity even true? Yes, 3 to 1. 3 becomes 1 is true on like a million levels. Think about like how your mind, body, soul, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. I understand that on the literal level, Jesus is not his own father. And that God has dominion over his son. But there is a thing to the Trinity that is true. And it's like when you have mind, body, soul, the placenta, the call, the baby, like all these things, like 3 become 1. And if you divide it, legally, you create some sort of whole for yourself. This is some really interesting ladling. Love the winter streams outside the fireplace. Oh, yeah, it's great. Mother, father, child. Yeah, 3 to become 1. Like the mother, father, child is the family. And the family is the nuclear. Nuclear, the atom, that which cannot be split. That's why breaking the family, breaking the atom, that's what the devil is always trying to do. But I do have an issue with not with the fact that Jesus is the Son of God, which I still can't understand how that, like when you have the family unit, but you still have to have the creator dominion overall. I haven't figured that all out in my head, but you understand. The third leg to the stool gives balance. Exactly. I haven't seen anything in nature that was 3 separate things, but are all equal at one at the same time. Water, steam, liquid, ice. The color wheel, the 3 primary colors of light. I can give you a million examples. Liquid, solid, gas is an absolutely, is a great example of 3 becoming 1. My son has always said he was born when he was created. Beautiful. See, it's all mental. Because the way that they're... Oh, yeah. And Noah, for example, they claim that the ark is the sack in the womb. And that's the ship that brings you into your birth. That's why it's all called citizenship, birth canal, birth. You know, every single thing about this is admiralty, sea law. 3 sides of a triangle, right. Red, green, blue. Yeah. You guys get it. No, those don't exist at the same time. Different energy levels and phases. All right, Cowboy Bear. Yeah. Secret King wins again. Okay. I understand that, man. I've had these same arguments with people. Why don't you start a stream and you go work these out yourself? 3 becoming 1 is a concept of scale, it's fractal, and it's about, like Cowboy Bear is the same guy who endlessly argues with me that the world is a spinning ball. I just can't do it tonight, Cowboy Bear. Mind, body, soul. Yeah, it's about 3 things that as a unit, this is what's in Black's legal law, and this is what runs your life, Cowboy Bear. This is a trick, what I'm talking about. And it's multi-layers of truth. And I'm not now saying that this is all true. I'm not saying that if you don't bring home your placenta, I'm freaking out, happy for you. I don't know what you guys are talking about. Oh, and the son always has to take care of the father and take over for him after he grows a bit. Yeah, but the father's eternal. I'm never touching any element of God's dominion over all. So just know that. Because here's the thing. That spark that created you comes from the Creator, the God. There's only one God. Look up answers in Genesis, BB. I'm aware of Genesis, guys. The ark was found in the mountains where the Genesis said. No. I'm talking different layers of truth, right? So the ark, according to their legal fiction, and it is fiction, because but there is an element of truth to it. So the boat that allows you to float within the sea, that allows you to survive in the sea of the amniotic fluid, they consider the ark that delivers you into your birth. That's why it's called a birth. They're using the same, and that comes from the root word bear. Things are becoming very intense. The crackling of the fire sounds great. Yeah, and we can all relax. Yeah, logos, pathos, ethos. There's a million of threes in nature. Hebrew concept of sonship is equal fire stream. Fuck yeah, yeah. Like BB never heard Genesis. I know it's insulting, but whatever. 40 weeks. Yep. What do you guys want to talk about? I don't really feel like arguing with people. Instead of trying to get BB to read your comments, instead just listen. Yeah, but I like interacting, but then I'll just read stuff that's like, read Genesis. It's like, all right, let me explain the evolution thing again. And if that doesn't blow your mind, I don't know what will. Three logs in the fire, right. Oil in your nose, this is growing. I don't know what that means. This is way profound, right. So the evolutionary story we're told is that there's primordial soup that was struck by lightning, single cell, becomes multi-cell, becomes fish, becomes primates, becomes us. And it all started with a big bang. Okay, in reality, the big bang is when your parents literally bang. The primordial soup is sperm and vaginal fluid. The divine spark, which they call lightning, is when life is created from God. It has to be legally, in your mind, you have to know that's from God, not the federal government. And again, this isn't a thing to fight legally. Like, you live where you live. Your name is your name. Like, pay your taxes. Like, this is an intellectual exercise, and it's fascinating. So, what was I talking about? Okay, so the lightning strikes, the zygote is created, which is from God. And then from there, the single cell becomes the multicell. And that's the first time you exist. Because it's the first time it's not your dad, it's not your mom. You are of the dominion of God the Father only. Okay. So because you are your own DNA, and that DNA is completely unique in the world, and no contract and no salvage law, none of it can ever take that away from you. And God, you are under dominion. You have to be under dominion of something. Have to. The Father of all creation, right? And the fact that people don't know this or admit this is how they own you, and they will forever. And listen, I'm still a field nigger, and I will be the rest of my life, and I get it. But the fact I'm not here and here is huge. And it's like, I understand it now. So that spark of divinity starts the process, and only from God. That is not from the federal government. They can claim all day long that they can make life. They can't. They cannot make life. BB, could this be proof about bear and bear traps? It blew my mind even more. Oh, I know. The synchronicities are off the chart right now. I don't even want to get into it. All right. So single cell becomes multi-cell. This is fact, which then you start looking like a fish and you're in the amniotic fluid, which is the sea. And then you look like a monkey, and then you leave the sea and you're born. That's all true. Big bang, primordial soup, lightning, one cell, multicell, fish, monkey, human. And so the thing they feel they can lie about is that which is created by man, which is numbers, because numbers don't exist in nature. Ta-da! Fireside chat, baby. All right. That is so awesome. All the synchronization. Yeah, it's pretty cool. But, you also got to stay pretty stoic or else you're gay. For 40 weeks, exactly. And it's like, it's really fascinating how what they're allowed to lie about and what they're not. And so then in the Bible, when it says, call no other man father, call no man father, that's legal protection. So when you're calling el popa, the daddy, that, okay, here's another little mind gravy. Okay, so what was the biggest threat? Was the mob. Why? Because they were operating as free men. You had the Godfather. So there was a man they called Godfather that was not the federal government, and the men were all connected. And so they operated under their own law, and then they had to take down the mob with the RICO law, which comes out of Puerto Rico because it's under a different jurisdiction. It's like, dude, it's mind gravy. BB, do you ever, I'm kicked off Instagram. Even though we obey the rules like taxes, we do it consciously. Exactly. Consciously do it. Consciously say, this is the world I live in, and I will obey their laws. And if you choose not to, that is your business. I highly recommend you do not do that. There's tons of sections of the Bible about how to operate as a slave. We're slaves. I almost broke down crying today because I thought of the most powerful start of a book written by your son. Think about how powerful, like, just what every, all the layers it would represent if your son writes a book and the first line is, my father was born a slave. Just, you know, I can't even think of it. Because, like, think about what it implies. It implies something has changed. Why do they need to make up all this nonsense? Because it's all based on the Bible. You swear on the Bible. There are rules. Still won't give sodomites power by calling it evolution. Okay, okay, Cowboy Bear, you win again. Owen, can I get verified as Dream Not Bear? You missed the whole point, Cowboy Bear. But that's not surprising. Awesome broadcast, thanks. Gravy helps people see fract. No, the evolution is true. It's just not true the way they say it. And that's true with so many things. They believe they're capable of lying about time. And you can fight it all you want and say, I'm not going to say evolution is true. Yeah, macroevolution is not true. The evolution from zygote to your birth is true exactly the way they say it is. And, you know, figure it out yourself, Cowboy Bear. And then you go ahead and you get a stream and you talk about how the world's a spinning ball and that you're not going to give it up to the sodomites. Where is your Esquire one step under a knight? Right. Cowboy Bear banning countdown. I know, I will ban him if he keeps it up. It's just so dumb. I'm not going to give him this. It's like, I'm going to ban him if he does it again. I don't care. I'm so sick of this shit. BB, how do fossilized trees grow up through a whole sediment layer, aka timeline? Mount St. Helens had last sediment, not millions. Because it's not true. They believe they're allowed, and I'm not saying this is good, Cowboy Bear, or right, or true. I've prefaced that 8 times, but some people don't feel the need to listen. So, zygote. Ooh, interesting catch. They feel they have the right to lie about numbers. How's Cowboy Bear a mod? Because he's been here a while, and he's normally a good guy, but for the last several months, it's been a little tedious. Oh, would you call Jesse Peterson? Yeah, I like Jesse Lee Peterson. He's a good guy. Don't poke the bear. Well, I've asked him not to like 80 times. And I know he's been through family tragedy and my heart goes out to him tremendously. But it's the same behavior I've been seeing for a long time. And if he wants to make a stand, he's exactly the type of guy too that I bet would be like, I used to be a bear. And I'm just so sick of these egos. It's like, come hang or not. I'm not going to turn off the live chat. There's too many good people. This helps too many people. There's too much gravy. There's too much. I'm not going to destroy the majority for the minority. So every now and then you're going to see me, you know, get a little pissy and have to engage in drama. But it's a very, very small price to pay for what we get out of this community. I've thought about it a lot. Please do not post in all caps. Thank you, Slap Weasel. All right. You should call Jesse Lee just so we can hear him call you owing. Well, there's my YouTube's deleted. There's a great video of him calling me owing. He said the world would be a better place if there were more men like owing. Thank you, Owen. No problem. Anytime. I've thought a lot about this. You know, I'm still going to post stuff with my family, just not like my kids' faces, not a lot of interaction, because that stuff has motivated people to have families. But I have to be safe at the same time. It's just I balance and weigh a lot of things. I have time to think a lot. Has been a pain. Has been a pain in the ass from the start. Yeah. If he does it again, he's gone. And Mods, any more lip from Cowboy Baron, you have my permission to just ban forever. We'll never have to deal with it again. I just don't see Trinity in nature. I gave him an example: water, steam, liquid, ice. Well, I mean, I'm just not gonna. It's like no one cares. All right, let me open up some just two packages, and I'm gonna hang out with my son. Can you verify me as Nona Bear? Yeah, welcome. BB, no one interacts with the live chat the way you do. I know, it's very unique, and I won't destroy it because of a small minority of psychopaths. Because I can now. I have enough unauthorized subscribers. I have enough merch. I have enough mental stimulation to just do my streams myself. It's good for people. There's people that don't get a lot of interaction with good people in the world that they would not have it without the chat. And if Cowboy Bear wants to menstruate and bitch and cry and screech and just insist that the world's a spinning ball when he knows that I've asked him not to and just to go start his own thing, and he puts up all his proofs and six people watch and four of them disagree, and so then he blames me and then he feels he has to cut. Like, the world is blatantly not a spinning ball. And if you want to, and I don't mind if you think it, but just do not come here and do that here. It's so cold here, I'm literally shaking. Oh, nice. We really do appreciate the live stream. I know you guys do, and I appreciate it too. And I won't have this distorted view of the world based on a small group of people that just insist on just... I'm just not going to do it. Cowboy Bear is gay. No, don't bash Cowboy Bear. I've just, that's just run its course for me. What is this? Just some people, they just can't, they just will never listen. And then until you just have to get rid of them. What does it say? Cowboy Bear muted me for that T-minus 36 hour comment that BB read and laughed at. We're not all jumping on Cowboy Bear. He's had a very difficult month, and I truly hurt for the man. But this isn't it. You know, I was swatted 2 weeks ago. You didn't see me just jump on other people's chats and be like, yeah. And it's not like it's new. It's old behavior. This is just what he was always doing. No, he didn't. I don't care, Coddington. I thought tonight's gravy was incredible. Do not engage in the drama. You can't control others, only your own reaction. You're in a timeout. Okay, so when I'm reading naturally, okay, just don't be a narcissist and think. If I'm reading the chat spontaneously and naturally as it's coming up, how would you then not engage in quote-unquote drama? Would you pretend you didn't say it out loud? Would you... I was legally swatted. It wasn't as violent as that sounded. I actually made some friends with some people. But I'm not giving any details because the idiots who did it were bragging about it, giving details I never said on stream. That's why I never gave details, you know, because I am a long thinker. I think ahead. And so what the big bear did is I said what was true, which I was legally swatted by Gammas. And I knew that all they do is get each other fired up on Reddit and brag and brag and brag. So as soon as I caught a few of them saying details I never said online, I got it to the detective who's working on it. May take a while, may take a week, may take a year. I don't know. But now that I'm pretty sure we figured out who it was, I can tell you why I didn't tell any details. And I never will. You can go to prison for 20 years for swatting. Yeah, and much love to the ADL. You'll never hear me say something like that again, probably. But the ADL, for all of their incredible amounts of corruption and faults, They've been doing some good work with going after people who use the system against people. Their anti-SWAT stuff is amazing. I really do appreciate the ADL for that. They made their beds. Yeah, exactly. But that's the whole reason I didn't. I never told the story, and I didn't tell why I wasn't telling the story. But now I can tell you, because on their stupid little chats, they were, and we got VFM and bears everywhere, guys. You think your little Discords and your little Reddits and your little, you don't think that we always have people reading that stuff? And so when people bragged about what they did without any details, I said, that's how you catch people, idiots. All right. Big Bear, hello from a single boomer who stands 23 Rogans with 2 children and 7 grandchildren. Nice. ADL or ATF? ADL, if you can imagine. Imagine if the ADL finding out they protected you legally. Oh, I know. But see, this is going to blow your mind. There's probably good people working at the ADL. The ADL as a corpus, as a dead body, as an institution, is evil. But human beings can be saved. Everyone. You know, everyone. And it's like, everyone can be saved. And everyone that is too big for their britches needs to go until they figure themselves out. Began to slowly wake up from the spell in 2015 when I began listening to a certain short, sweaty boner pill huckster. Ooh. The brag. People think the villain brag in the movie is fake, but it's the gamma has to brag. The funniest thing to do is just don't give them any acknowledgement, and then they'll go into a chat and they'll just, because the whole reason they do this nonsense, they try and like take down our websites and swat us and stuff, is to impress their dumb little friends. And so they're so predictable, and they don't even realize it. The gammas are so predictable. They're just like, guess what I did? I called this and this, and it's like, gotcha, bitch. And it's got to be calm. You know, revenge is best served cold. Gammas can't help their mouths and bragging about their mischief. It's why they do it. It's to look cool. It's all posturing. The only reason they do this is so that they can say it to their friends and get some sort of status. And anyone who gives status to people who use the legal authorities to attempt to separate a man from his children, whoever's giving you status for that is also evil and disgusting. All right. How does Social Security number relate to the maritime? I don't want to get into any of that. Like, I love you, Boingo Bear. I'm not being fired up here. I am not an admiralty guy or a sovereign citizen guy. I want nothing to do with it. And I don't recommend you get into it on anything other than an intellectual exercise. So I'm not your source. There's plenty of sources for all that stuff, but I really suggest that you don't throw away your life trying to fight a system that is already set up to beat you. How dare you support the ADLBB? What's next, Janice? That's hilarious. Most people are good and want to do good. They want to go to work, come home, and spend time with their spouse and kids and provide for family. 100%. And that includes cops. That includes Jews. You know, some of these groups that are so easy to, like, blame. And it's like, all right. For 3 years, I listened to his shows 2 to 5 hours a day thinking I was finding reality. Talk about living in a state of fear. And not sure how I survived his programming. Oddly enough, his program was where I first saw you and Vox. Yeah, it's cool how life works. Gamma's doubled down. Yeah, exactly. Get back your placenta. You don't even have to. This is my final point about the whole thing. The reason the legal system can treat you as a commodity, like a chattel slavery, like right now you're in chattel slavery. So am I. And we will be forever. But the reason they claim, but see, they're tyrants. There is no reason with them. But this is what they claim, is that because you believe your life started at birth and not conception from God the Father, they deem you insane. And you're legally considered a person of color. Fascinating. All right. As I began listening to others, I could no longer tolerate his over-the-top antics. Thank you so much for exposing his gatekeeping operation. I was led to Christ in 2016 in the message you and Vox said, know thy gravy, but move away from fear and toward love and joy is the harmonious way to live. Would like to share a story with you and the Bears, and I bet you'll know the punchline before the ending. I guarantee it's about a bike. Oh yeah, subscribe. I'm almost at 18,000 subs here, which is amazing. Much love, DLive. God bless DLive for being such a good partner to us. Unreal. 70 more to 17,000. Oh, I love it. It's euphoric to be at a place that doesn't despise me. God bless you and the Bears, and keep up the good fight, BB. Thank you, Ruski Bear. In the case of person of color, means Setanis. I don't know what that means. Imagine if instead of black people not being able to swim, they couldn't ride bikes. What a world. No, instead they try and steal your pool. Would like to share a story. Okay, so I bet you'll know the punchline. All right, it's about Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali. You know why some of these guys change their name like this? Legal fictions. Muslims, if I'm wrong, I mean no disrespect. I'll have to consult some of my Muslim colleagues. But I'm guessing that some of these dudes like Prince becoming a symbol or Cassius Clay becoming Muhammad Ali, I think some of it has to do with the legal fictions of the system. And that's one reason why the system has to like really go at these people. It's really interesting. That's one reason why the bike thieves in inner cities all have street names. All right. White people are the only people of color. I know. I sang that song. Good one. Because we turn red when the sun is hot and blue when it gets cold. Yellow when we are nauseous at sea. And brown when we get old. I don't know. I can't remember. A debt slave. Whatever happened to Canadian Zoomer? He's still here. Okay, during an interview, someone asked how he was able to engage in violence after he had converted to the religion of peace. Best I recall, his response was, I came from a very poor family. I worked, saved for a year. Bet you already see it. To buy a bicycle. Oh, I knew it was about a bike. Guys, synchronicities is off the chain. It was stolen almost immediately. I spent an entire summer walking down every street and alley looking but never found it. So now when I fight is beginning and I need to do my job, I look at the man across the ring and I say to myself, that's the guy who stole my bike. I literally guessed it. These one-liners are epic. All right, so I came from a very poor family. I worked hard and saved for a bike. I love the more chill streams. I know, I was a little fired up in the beginning, but it was just because Cowboy Bear was ankle biting. Including an Illuminamish fly swatter. Nice. This is my Gamma swatter. Get out of here, Gamma. Get out of here, Gamma. Never thought of that. Wow, about the names. Boom. Yeah, it's like when he says his slave name, a lot of Americans forget that we all are. That's why the whole slave narrative never worked on me when it's like, you put the blacks in slaves. It's like, okay, guy, you don't think I know how this all works? All right, including, all right, Una. Also, some babble grabble. Thank you very much for that. Have you tried to subscribe? I have tried to subscribe to Unauthorized, but will not accept my card, Discover. Yeah, we're not big on Discover. I miss watching Vox without sounding too gay about it. His streams are the yin to your yang. Oh, I know. I really do feel like we're good yin-yang guys. I'm Paula Abdul and he's Simon Cowell. He's like, no, that won't work at all. I'm going to sue you with the Legal Legion. And I'm like, but I think you're great. I gotta tell him that. He'll die laughing. Pick your own cotton is this. Yeah, exactly. You've never lived until you pick cotton. I'd rather just the bike thieves do it. All right. We need your fiery rants to inspire us to action, but sometimes it's nice to be able to chill out a bit and be smothered in gravy. I know. Vox relaxes me. I'm addicted to his streams. Research mountains being giant silicone tree stumps. I did. I wasn't sold. I know. So all my friends are sold. Like Weiss, everybody is all. They all think that there was these ancient giant trees. I don't feel it is true in my gut at all. Like, I look at those giant trees, and I'm just like, nah. And I understand the argument. That's not how lava flows, and they look like tree stumps. And I'm just not feeling it. I just am like, no. I don't know. It's like if a twig fell, did like everyone die? So the whole, everything was blotted out by the sun. I just trust the God. I don't feel it at all. I'm like, I'm not into those type of conspiracies at all. I'm like, that's one reason why I'm like so into the earth not being a spinning ball, because you can prove it anywhere in the world with a very easily accessible instruments. It's one of my favorite truths that drive people insane, because it's so obvious. I'm glad you see by the fire. How cold is it there? I don't know. It's really toasty. There are a bunch of old news stories of people finding giant humans existed, in my opinion. I think there used to be people that were like 15 feet tall. But the giant tree thing, like trees that size, no. I didn't feel it either. Yeah. Yeah, you can prove it yourself. Yeah, the reason flat earth is so fascinating is it empowers the observer. All right, anyway. Know everything and everyone was so big as trees, giants, titans. You can't prove it. I get it. A lot of my friends are just like you. I'd say 80% of my more conspiratorial friends believe that the earth was covered in giant trees. I'm not buying. All right. May I please be verified as Bangalox Bear? Welcome. I like that. Thanks for all you do. Blessings upon your entire family. Thank you. And thank you for the gravel. You're very generous. All right, last one. I'm sold on the silica trees, and I respect that. I'm not. I don't think silica, there's no current silica life forms, and I don't understand the process that would make life form, carbon-based life form silica. Nothing new under the sun. 15 feet? Well, one of the things that leads me to think that there were giants is A, the Smithsonian did cover up giants. They used to be reported in magazines or in newspapers. And B, wonderful candle. And B, there was like all these Indian tribes that would like build all their like houses on the sides of like mountains. And the legend was there was giants, and that's existed in a lot of places. There's also giants in the Bible. Giants seem pretty intuitive to me. There's not a single transitional fossil. No, there isn't. I don't think the earth is nearly as old as they say. I don't think it's 6,000 years old because, you know, where'd Cain flee to? There were villages. That's my opinion. If you can disagree all you want, we can still be buddies. But I just don't. I obviously don't think it's 4 billion. Okay, it's from I'm not burning someone's personal box. This is from a company. And I will save this box. I think it's someone sent it to me. But I always need a little fuel. Someone may have joined my Christmas card list. I got a lot of Christmas cards sent back. I think a lot of you guys sent me stuff from stash spots. Eric Dubé believes giants too. Maybe you guys... Well, it's in the Bible. I mean, it's just... And they might not. I don't know. I can't prove giants, but giants is one of those things that... I mean, I'm 6'8". I mean, if you're Joe Rogan, everybody's a giant. Hey, oh, would it be cool if I sent you guitars for your sons? Yes. All right. Dearest Owen, I'm writing you from about 40 miles outside of Los Angeles, a little town called Pomona. I know Pomona. that's known for hosting the LA County Fair. Yeah, there's a racetrack there. And many big car meets at the Fairplex. I've been to the Fairplex. I shot a sketch for Comedy Central there. I am an only child of my bike thief father. I hope you at least got a bike out of it. And one of four siblings that my bike-owning mother, oh, you're half bike owner? Nice. Had with three other men. Ooh. Sounds like Joe Rogan. I'm not going to even say that. I can't prove that his mom was like that. I'm 21 Rogan Stahl, and my years since birth total to 23. My entire childhood was drama since my mother left me and my dad when I was 3, and then later my father lost custody of me at 8 for leaving me home alone for weeks at a time where I would have to fill a bowl I had up at the soup stand they have at Vons and sneak out. Sounds like you got some good skills out of it. I'm going to read this whole thing. This sounds fascinating. That's when my mother re-entered my life and was able to use me as her personal slave. Well, you're a half bike thief for 3 years. All right, it's like when things get this intense, I'm going to do jokes. I lived with my mother, girlfriend. Yes, she was a lesbo at the time. My little brother and I, my little brother was an angel to her, and she treated him so. Well, I would be put to work like Cinderella. Again, you're half bike thief. It's a lot the point of me ever relaying this to you is because I'm thankful for you and what you do. You've given so many young men like me a shining example of what a man is and acts like. Something that was completely void in my life after the passing of my based overall wearing bike thief grandfather. Now, dude, a bike thief in overalls is basically a bike owner. God has always been in my life and has coached me and my thoughts through my experiences. Anyway, I just wanted to thank you for being exactly who you are. I thank God for pointing me to your direction when I felt like there was nothing to live for. I am also glad to be sending you and Amy one of my handmade candles. See, that's the thing. And hear me out on this real quick. I'm going to continue reading this, obviously. Unbelievable. This kid was raised with a lot of pain. Just like, not as bad. His life is worse than mine and probably worse than a lot of ours. Some of yours have been worse. But it did give us skills. A lot of scarring, a lot of trauma, a lot of weak points. But again, like I'm reading this letter and I'm seeing this handmade hot apple pie candle and the gratitude and the handwritten letter. And I'm thinking like, you know, I don't know. It's interesting to me. Yes, BB reminded him that none of God's children are victims. We're all blessed. Yeah, but it's like his go-getter mentality. You can't tell me that isn't a little bit about getting the soup at Vons. I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out how to, because I refuse to have trauma in my kids' life. I'm going to like slowly expose them to the evils of the world with a lot of guidance and love. But I also want them to like have that drive. So I got, but they have it, you know, they clean up really well and they're really enthusiastic about life. I'm just wondering what you guys think. Email me, whydidntheylaugh@gmail.com. I'm not done with the story yet, but how do you give your kids ambition without hurting them? I know that sounds like a crazy question, but I think a lot of people understand that. That, you know, torn tissue is what makes stronger muscles. Getting the what I didn't... Truth be, scarring produces a lot of skills if you rise above being a victim. Right, but I'm not going to hurt my kids and they're going to have a much better life than I did. But I just want to know what you guys, like, how do you give them the fire? All right, inspire your kids. Thank you, Kyneton Bear. I realize that. Perfect. Wise as serpents, innocent as doves, dude. Yes. Explaining how to determine your height and Rogan's to your wife is fun. Oh, yeah, they do dig it. Pushing them to be better does, right? Yes. Well, that's how you make a really well-rounded person. But just that little bit of extra, like, this is going to sound crazy, but like a little bit of my drive through times of that were really hard came from just a little fear, even though fear is really bad. I'm just letting it all out. I'm just free conscious. This is just free flow consciousness here. But no, it's kind of like what Muhammad Ali just said. Like someone stole his bike and every man he fought, he was like, you stole my bike. You know, it's like someone stole my bike. And it's like I was raised with a dad that always was pretty psychologically abusive and was always saying he was going to kill himself because we were so poor, right? And he was gay. And the fact that he was a closet homo, even though he acted so gay, and I didn't see it because of what he said, is one of the reasons I'm so good at deducing conspiracies. Because as the Who says, I won't be fooled again. And also, his constant suicide threats and money obsession made me very industrious. But at the same time, it's the type of scarring and trauma that I would never in a million years do to a human being. Fear isn't all bad. I know, but it is, though. It's of the enemy. It's like there's got to be another motivator, you know? But it's like there is something to these stories, though. I mean, he made this. It's beautiful. Listen to his life. Keep building things with MBB, the sense of starting. Yeah, that's true. Actually, it's probably like a great, like the way I'm raising my kids is probably how you make a great Delta, which is the best life you can have. Deltas and Bravos. So I guess that's definitely good. Because the way I was raised usually makes either Sigmas, Alphas, even though I'm a Bravo, it's only because of my older brother. It's how you make like Sigmas, Alphas, and Gammas, unfortunately. But anyway, here we go. Handmade candle. If you try it out and you like it, I'll send you more of the scents. After all the promo drama, I'd love if you didn't read this on stream, but if you do, I'd like to be verified as Warmer Bear. Welcome, Warmer Bear. The candles are a holiday, something I'm using to break the $400 small hat chairs they have on me from my own doing. Credit cards are no bueno. But I've loved everything that candle making has taught me, and I can't wait to get out of California. 2020 will be a great year for all of God's children. I hope to shake your hand one day. Well, you are black, so make sure you let me know you're coming. Like, don't reach for your pocket. Like, don't have your hand in your pocket and then pull it out real fast. Like have your hands like this. And if you want to shake my hand, just slowly, unless you're wearing overalls. I hope to shake your hand one day and make you, and thank you for the knowledge you have imparted through your streams. Thank you, Owen. P.S. My name is, I'm not going to say your name. Candle site. I'm going to plug your candle site, though, obviously. If you want, let me know. I am just trying to make a craft mine. All right, www.lazylizard.xyz. Lazylizard.xyz, right here. Candles. All right. But again, if you want to shake my hand, Omegas are weaponized autists, blessed from God. They are. The only one I don't like is Gammas. Omegas are some of my favorite people. They can freak me out a little sometimes. But once you realize they're not Gammas, it's great. The Gamma is the only one I really have a problem with. The Gamma or an Evil Alpha. But Evil Alphas are pretty rare. All right. I'm seeing opportunities in selling bike theft insurance. Who's interested in? You sound like a bike thief. That's not the bearded dragon guy, is it? No. But by the way, if you ever want to shake my hand, again, just like this. Slow. All right. All right, I'm going to land this plane. I'm going to release the lemons 1 second. And thank you, everybody, for the lemons. I always like to release the lemons so you guys get the lemons in return. 1 second. Where's my fucking lemons? Coddington. Oh, I think I did already distribute the lemons. I'll hit it again. Fuentes, fucking reviews, you schizo. Oh, okay. 1 second. Like a Nick Fuentes fan insulting my mental state is the definition of irony. It's like you. All right. Anything you guys want answered? Just direct questions for the next 5 minutes. BB is in a cool mood. Yeah, I'm always like this at night. I have really good days. The most fired up I am is in the morning. I'm not Black Owen, but show the brothers just one tire, tease them a little. No, that's how it all starts. No, I've been getting more emails from these blacks trying to get me to show the bike on the stream. Bless the Lord, the world is his making. Yes, worship the creator, not the created. Nick Fuentes is a beautiful woman. No, I mean, she really is beautiful. Tips, balancing work and family. I work on it every day. You know, for me, I can be in my own head a lot thinking about gravy or listening to books or podcasts or something. And so my thing is to always remember that even though I'm around my family all the time, to be present mentally as much as I can. We're just being in the vicinity and not like eye contact, responding, you know, being mentally there. That's the balance I have. When are you retuning your piano? I don't know. I don't know. Thoughts on Australian directed energy weapons? I don't know at all. I don't care. I just feel bad for the koalas, but I know that's just because of programming. What's a good info search about Antarctica? I should do a whole stream where I just read what all these pilots have sent me. Just look up the Antarctic Treaty. Mind-blowing. Look up the paths of planes, especially in the Southern Hemisphere. It'll blow your mind. Your opinion on psychics? I think most psychics are scam artists, but I think that there is intuition and a connection to source, you know, collective consciousness, synchronicities. People can see the subtleties of God. That's all real. But I think most people, they're like, I see a man named Gary. All lies. Children are kids. Yeah, mine are kids. But that's because of goats. Yeah, because goats sound like children. Sometimes I have goat kids. Not an insult to call your kids kids. I went through that whole spiral where it's like, they think we're goats. Now, young goats sound exactly like human children. It's hilarious, actually. Admirable Richard Byrd. Yeah, check out Richard Byrd. That's some gravy. Do you think children and goats are too much work with a full-time job, or is it doable? Chickens. Oh, do you think chickens and goats? Chickens are really easy. Goats are harder. Goats are easier than dogs, but when you get a bunch of them and you have to milk them twice a day and all that, it's not something to jump into if you feel stressed about other stuff. But chickens are like mind-blowingly easy. Like, you don't even have to think about them. Once they get set up, you can get a chicken coop off Amazon for like $150 for like 4 or 5 chickens. Get feed is easy. My friend Ryan gets all this like really like free feed from like a brewer, like all this like grain from like a beer company. They like to eat your scraps. You can free range them. Just watch out for the Sigma owls. Very easy. And they give you an egg every day. I don't recommend you get right into harvesting them for meat. That's a little tricky. Like, if you cut their organs, you get like piss and shit everywhere, and and you got to throw it away. So you got to, that's something you need to be taught. But to have laying hens that just give you an egg a day is so easy. It would blow your mind. Just keep it simple. And then from there, just keep going. You know, I recommend the best setup for someone who doesn't want to invest a lot of time but wants a lot of healthy food is get like one rooster and four hens in like one of those little coops and let them free range a lot. And if you want, and if you're cool with that, then you can get two female goats in milk already. But I'm at the point where I'm like breeding them and they're pregnant and that's a whole thing. But what I just described is not very hard. Hogs are very easy as well. And if you can sell them locally, you can make a good profit and still beat grocery store price. Yeah, but that requires like Ryan again has like this giant thing, like to clean a pig. Like last New Year's, I actually shot the pig we ate, but it was like barely medium sized. If you have like a giant pig, you got to get something that can like hold it up as you shave it and dice it up. It's a lot, you know. I'm just trying to give advice to people that, you know, aren't like really in the know on how this shit works. But you can harvest pigs if they're smaller. But a giant pig is like, you got to be able to hang it upside down. That's not as easy as people think. All right, you can graze 7 sheep to 1 cow. I'm a goat guy. Sheep milk is, you know, it's good if you're into sodomy. If Donald Trump invited you to the White House, would you go? Obviously. Why wouldn't I want to meet the president? That'd be awesome. Check your locality about the rooster for noise regulations. Yeah, if you're a homo. Worst case scenario, you just chop his head off and eat him. Pulleys are awesome. Yeah, but I'm talking to the average person that like doesn't know. All you need is an engine hoist. Ha ha. Ryan, that's you're like a career truck driver who has welding skills and hunting skills. I know the people I'm giving advice to right now. BB, what is the character of an evil alpha? Someone that's the head of the ADL. I'll tell you an evil alpha, George Soros. He's technically, you know, he has gamma behavior, but he's still the head of a giant organization. That's alpha. Like a gamma could never be, like a pure gamma could never achieve that type of, that amount of power for that amount of time. PB, what's your choice of model make of car? I like my Chevy Silverado. I hope to have goats and chicken someday. Good. How can I truly love debt-free? I'm 20 years old. How can I truly live debt-free? I'm 20 years old. Don't get into debt. Don't go to college. Thoughts on solar power? Big fan if it works. I don't like solar power if it feeds back into the grid, but if you can get it to go into your own batteries, great. I think Soros is dead. I mean, he might as well be if he isn't. You're addressing the homesteading beginning kit. Right, which is what most people want to know about. Most people that are really good at homesteading like don't need advice from me. That's why I'm a good day walker bear. Because it's like, didn't Soros help German soldiers find Jews when he was a kid? Evil alpha, if that story is actually true. No, that would make him good. No, that's the one thing about him that was redeemable. All right. Do you collect rainwater? Yes, but it doesn't really do much for me. I have a pump. I have a well. By the way, it's a joke about collecting Jews for everybody. But I mean, still though, it's like, it's not the worst thing that you could have done in that time. You have any on-site on the Winchester house? I don't know what that means. BB, have you milked Toby? No. Toby? No. Can scholarships make college worth it? I wouldn't go to college unless there is a job specifically from the degree you're getting that you couldn't do without the degree that you really want to do. Thanks for sharing all the advice needed. No problem. Well, we'll do another 5 minutes. I think this is helpful. Live at 50% of your income. Good call. Yeah, work with other people. You want actual advice on how to live debt-free? Friends. The reason I never acquired debt in Los Angeles and I could become successful in Los Angeles is I always lived very meagerly, and that requires splitting rent. You know, like some people are like, Big Bear, you don't even know, rent's $1,200 a month. I'm like, for what? It's like just a two-bedroom apartment. I'm like, I see five guys paying what, two something, $200, $225. That's what I see. And it's that fat. Like, you have to change your mentality of living in a little honeycomb alone. No. If someone tells me you can get a house, oh, my rent's $2,000 for what? My house. I hear 10 people live like the Mexicans. Networking for sure. Yeah, it's like your rent can be $100. How's Amy? She's awesome, obviously. Dave Ramsey is a pretty good start to getting out of debt. Is he a small hand? Buy a nice four family and live in it. You'll live comfortably. Yeah, right. If you have enough money, this is easier said than done for like younger people, but like you could buy a triplex, rent out two of the units, and you live in the third. You're your own landlord. You're getting equity and you're writing off the interest on your mortgage. But I'm now to the point where I don't believe in mortgages. But that makes life even harder. So my thing now is buying land and living in a yurt. But I know that that is so beyond what our current culture is that I can understand if young people are like, what? This is good advice. Oh, thanks. Yeah, I mean, I don't believe in debt anymore. So it's true. I got six in my before are freeloaders. Yeah. Ryan's got four freeloaders living in his house. You can rent a room on Craigslist for $15. Yeah, exactly. Where there's a will, there's a way. You have dumb laws against having more than two people unrelated here in Fort Collins, Colorado. According to who? You're looking at a guy that's broken some laws in his life. You know, I drove without... I lived without health insurance for like 7-8 years. Sorry, Obama, but not really. Buying a duplex or a triple used to be good as... Right, well, now buying anything is almost not recommended. Depends on the area, depends on everything. But I don't recommend getting a mortgage anymore. And I would have told you to get one 6 months ago. I just... You know, if you're really looking at what debt is and usury and what the future, how unstable it is, it's like, my favorite, bring back Jubilee would be awesome. And that's coming from a guy who paid off his wife $70,000 of student debt and is now paying a lot in taxes. I'll just leave it at that. It's last couple of months have been a little like, we're doing fine. I mean, you know, mathematically, we'll be out of it very soon, but like, and even in my position, if someone was like, we'll relieve student debt for everybody, I'd be like, great. I wouldn't feel slighted at all. I would feel like it would free up an entire generation to be contributing to America, and that's the most important thing. 15-year fixed rate, Dave Ramsey style. Right, but I don't believe in mortgages anymore. I don't trust banks. But that's it. Again, I understand that what I'm saying sounds crazy. So I'm trying to give the best. My best advice right now is rent with other people. And the people that have mortgages, I mean, I have a mortgage, but it's like if I could do it over again, I think mortgages are modern finance slavery. Hey, Big Bear, would you like a local found Indian head before I send my letter out? Sure. BB, do you think they're really going to come for the mortgages when it all collapses? No. I don't think it's going to collapse. I don't know. It could. I don't know. I'm no longer living like it's going to collapse. Because it just... it hasn't in like hundreds of years. Forgive all mortgages. Tell the banks to eat a dick. Well, I think... Well, that would destroy property value and all that stuff. I think relieving all... student debt would be the smart and good and honest thing to do right now. If you're renting when the boogaloo comes, it's basically yours. I wouldn't count on a boogaloo. It's my opinion. America's just far too wealthy, far too armed, far too commercial, far too contract oriented. It's way too huge. And the world is just way too interconnected now. There could be soft overthrows. There could be some good stuff happening, but I doubt boogaloos. That's my current thought. I might completely disagree with myself in 2 weeks. That's just what I think right now. Our currency may die. I mean, currencies, according to Vox, only last like 80 years usually, but I'm not skilled in economics enough to really give my own opinion. Store your placenta in a bank. Or just, no, but it's all about acknowledging when you were created and who created you. Everything else is just a game. BB, how do you feel about a multi-family commune-style living arrangement on a large property with several double wides? Genius. Guys, stay out of debt. That's one thing I can't advise strongly enough. What's a boogaloo? Just when a bunch of retards just start whacking off and shooting their guns. BB, may I please be verified as the right to arm bears? Yes. But I will say, I really hope and pray for the militia in Virginia to, you know, to stay strong and everything. Like, I think American militias are an integral part of what makes America strong. But boogaloos just sound like retard fests. Large property with lots of family sounds like heaven. Exactly. More shirts of your best punchline, please. The fact they think you're crazy if you don't acknowledge you came from... I missed it. Oh, I know. Always changing, always growing, work towards what you want, take baby steps. Great advice. Thank you, Jaronism. You're a bear. Jaronism's a bear. He's a member. That's amazing. Fiat currency will die. Yeah, but what's it going to be replaced by? And see, here's the thing. This is where I tap out. And I'm wanting to do that more, especially with the internet. It's like I'm not an expert at currency. I'm an expert at human nature, spotting patterns, comedy, piano, unraveling conspiracies. But I don't fully understand how a currency dies or is replaced. So I can't even have an opinion. And in the past, I've thought everything's fallen apart because it completely seems like it's gonna, but it has forever. Every moment of my life, there's been people saying like, it's not gold-backed, it's all coming down. I'm now like almost 40. All right, 3 more minutes. Hopefully a gold-backed currency. Doesn't matter because gold is already something that doesn't have the same value. I don't have an opinion, and I'm leaving it at that. No roosters allowed in town, but getting 3 chicks. How big should I make the coop? Doesn't have to be big. Dude, they're real. Like, they can live in your trees. I can't see how a currency will flow. Kyantin, you're such a prick. At least you admit you don't know everything. Well, yeah, not only do I not know everything, like, I don't even want to have an opinion on currency because I'm so not capable of that right now. U.S. currency is faith-based. So is gold. So is silver. All of it is. Gold is faith-based, and I don't want to have an argument about it. The military would need to lose or it could get inflated to the point of worthlessness. I don't know what that means. Owen's quote has always been, I might be wrong, but I'm not lying. Thank you, Kyneton. And I've always been that, no matter what. Jaronism came up with it on one of his streams. Nice. It's humble not knowing it really. Have you ever read Carl? Nope. The value of gold hasn't changed. I know. 1 ounce can buy a suit in Rome as it is now. That's not true. I've watched 1 ounce of gold fluctuate between like $300 and $2,000 in the last 5 years. That isn't a real thing. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Stop being rapey. Are you investing in gold? No. I'm investing in skills, friendship, paying off debts. Best currency is social credit. Fact. Reputation is more valuable than gold. Your word, people believing what you say. Okay, imagine if people think you're a liar and you say, I have a flat tire. Can I come in and use the phone? What are people going to say? No. If people know you and know you're not a liar, you can say, can you spot me $50 for groceries? I'm in a bad spot. Yes. Like, your word and your reputation is literally worth more than gold. Everything is faith-based. Cheers, BB. Yes. Well, no, not everything. Water isn't. Like, water, like a glass of water that will quench your thirst is not faith-based. How you feel about that water doesn't have any effect on the water. Okay, last minute. Status on Ostrich, no go. I'm pretty clueless about gold and currency. Me too, and I've studied it a lot. So many people don't keep their word these days. Right, and that's really unfortunate. Gold has practical uses, though. Right, for its practical uses, it should be worth about $15 an ounce. Again, I don't want to talk about it. Okay? The gold price is completely regulated from by the Rothschilds since the 1700s. They've inflated and crashed it to buy nations. Do you think that's at all set in nature or reality? Stop making me talk about things that are awful. Owen, you did so much for me, thanks. Oh, anytime, Tomato Bear. God bless you, Owen, and the Bears, you as well. Daily struggle with Common Core. Yeah, don't homeschool, obviously homeschool. Your family is what has value. Yes, but your word, though. Just to get, like, your word in your family has value. Like, yeah, it's all about word. How long have you been playing piano, Owen? Since like a month ago? No, I'm just kidding. So I was two. Try watching Swiss Family Robinson with Amy again. Maybe we will tonight. Goat-based currency. Goats are very valuable. Gold is valuable to aliens, not humans. I mean, I need to see the documents. If the grid went down, gold and silver and any money would be worthless. Bullets would... That's not true. The grid is not that old. There was gold and silver at value before electricity. So, again, bullets, like... you know, the seeds of war is not the most valuable thing if a grid goes down. Again, it's reputation, community, skills. Seeds are definitely more valuable than bullets. I know you're probably having a slow stroke right now thinking about shooting a man in the head, but seeds, reputation, and skills are definitely more valuable than bullets. Again, I hate to break it to you, but it's easier to kill a man with a baseball bat than a gun in most situations. If it's within 20 feet of closing distance, give me a knife or a bat all day long. Ammo is decent currency argument. Ammo can be currency, but I don't like how people are always like, bullets. No. Seeds, community. Bullets, you're still under the impression that your only output is the military-industrial complex. That's all been fed into your head. Food and livestock are worth more than any metal. Right, when you got dudes like Ryan and me with like hammers and bats, like not to sound crazy here, it's easier to kill a man with a lot of things other than guns. You want to kill a guy, I don't even recommend a gun. Again, I don't want to have this conversation, especially on the internet. What good are bullets against my iron body kung fu? That's very funny. Oh, yeah, like arrowheads. Reusable arrowheads? I mean, all day long, dude. No sound of a bow. And there's much less conflict than you think. In cities, in high population areas, in areas with a lot of, let's just say, diversity, you're going to have extreme violence. But in the majority of the country where you're just, like, our area, no violence would occur if the grid went down. It would be me and Ryan and our other neighbors like planning and just like, I'd probably start drinking again. Bees! Nunchucks and cocaine. There it is. Most important things is make sure you raise your kid properly to not because moral less money. Right, exactly. Good night, Owen. Good night. All right, so people are killed every year with hammers than ARs. Dude, especially the way most people fight and most violence occurs. Most violence doesn't occur like in war. You don't have like an eagle's nest or like you're doing some sort of like, you know, you're like at 75 yards undercover. It would be hand to hand. And that and to stay away from that, you have a strong, loving, caring, respectful community. You stay away from urban centers, roaming gangs of bike thieves. It's really not that hard. If you hit someone with a baseball bat, their shoes immediately come off and end up on the news. All right, we'll close on that. Unauthorized.tv, unbearablesmerchandise.com. Subscribe here. Let's break 18,000 tonight. More people are killed by bovine. Yeah, Ryan's cow and my goat can kill more people than a gun. Not saying not to have guns. But I'll see you guys tomorrow, 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Mike Williams from Sage Equay. We will be talking about Paul McCartney being swapped out on December 11th, 1966. In the meantime, again, remember the gravy that we talked about tonight, and don't be a buzzkill. Be fruitful, multiply. Don't be fruity and blow a guy. And as always, get seeds. We've been planting seeds all day.